AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In Italy at the G7 summit, President Biden was asked today if he talked with world leaders about a ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hamas.
Yes.
Are you confident it's going to be done soon, sir?
No. I haven't lost hope, but it's going to come.
Displaced Palestinians are desperate to return home and rebuild, while Israelis yearn for dozens of captives taken by Hamas to be freed. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who was in the middle of the chaos during the Capitol riot, says it's ironic to see former President Donald Trump at the Capitol today and Republican lawmakers embracing him.
There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party. We want to see borders. We want to see strong military. We want to see money not wasted all over the world.
In a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court preserved access to mifepristone, a medication used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the country last year. Michelle Hendrickson is with Students for Life. She's not giving up.
This is absolutely not the end of the road. We do believe that we'll be back in the court. There are women all over the country with standing who can come forward now. This is just that first step. The door has been opened to have this conversation, to put the FDA in check.
The justices ruled opponents of abortion lack the legal right to sue over FDA approval of mifepristone and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. Senate Republicans have blocked legislation that would make it a right nationwide for women to access in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Authorities say American journalist Evan Gershkovich, who has been jailed for over a year in Russia on espionage charges, will stand trial in the city where he was detained. A Justice Department report says Phoenix police violated people's rights, discriminated against Black, Hispanic, and Native American people when enforcing the law, and used excessive force, including unjustified deadly force. This is AP News. A family of gospel soul singers is releasing their first new music in nearly 50 years.
That is the Staples Junior Singers off their album Searching out Friday. The siblings were kids when they formed in 1967, taking their name from one of their influences, the Staples Singers. The group faded and they all moved on until a collector found their record in 2019 and put it on the radar of David Byrne's Luaka Bop record label. Singer Annie Brown Caldwell says their newfound popularity is a surprise.
This is the time that we are getting older, and it seems like the Lord just now started pouring out a blessing for my youth.
The Staples Junior Singers are in their 60s, but they're performing again with a group that now includes their grandchildren. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Police in Maryland say Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman was at fault and was seen driving at a high rate of speed just before he rear-ended another vehicle on an interstate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.